Welcome to Technogram, Verington's podcast channel where we bring untold tech stories to the forefront. Today, we are very excited to have Muthiah Chagal, who is the CEO of Bespin Global MEA. Muthiah has been a driving force in accelerating cloud adoption across the Middle East and Africa region, leading Bespin Global to become a top AWS premium partner. Besides his leadership in cloud and AI technologies, he is also a father of three, a five-time championship-winning racer, and a reverse engineer at heart. Let's dive into his incredible journey and find out insights on the future of digital transformation. Welcome, Muthiah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you also for having me here and joining you in this space.
And as you heard me introducing you, I spoke about reverse engineering. Can you explain to us? I see that you've mentioned reverse engineering in a lot of your interviews. So what exactly is reverse engineering and how did you develop a passion for it?
Absolutely. So I think reverse engineering is more of a technical term you use, especially in software, where you, after a lot of iterations, this is where you need to rethink the whole idea. And maybe today, a lot of people relate even to what Elon Musk says as the first principles, going back to the first principles. So it's all about going back to what the product really needs or what does the company really needs to deliver and redesigning. Because what happens when things are built, we sometimes diverse away from those first principles of what a product or a company should do. So this is what I love, to go back, have that helicopter view on things and say, how can we design it in a better way where it's more agile, more user-friendly, provides more value to our clients and users.
Okay, and that sounds very interesting. I'll have a couple of questions more on that little later on. Can you tell us a little bit about your early career? I believe you were brought up in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, exactly. So my dad moved in 1986 to Abu Dhabi. It was a totally different city, even Dubai. This is where I spent most of my childhood. And then the youth, I went back to my home country where I graduated from college. 2015, I came back to Dubai. So I started as a programmer, VP6, very old. And then I developed this passion for Unix and Linux. This is where I went to becoming a system administrator. Then a pre-sales, a natural evolution, you know, technical and the sales caliber I have. And then I developed this passion for cloud computing. I remember the first time I logged into the web console, and I was looking at it and said, this is the future. This is something that you can do in minutes, while today in the traditional world that we used to live in would take 9 months to 12 months. And so I saw this, and this is what led to, I think, the formation of Falcon 9, because right. It was all about, I want to focus on this passion and this new technology. I put the bets there, and it played very well.
And how many years ago was Falcon 9 before it got acquired?
Yeah, exactly. So Falcon 9 was established in late 2015, and this was the date exactly where the rocket Falcon 9 had the first successful landing.
Okay.
So they had a lot of trials, but that one was successful.
So your name was chosen.
Inspired, yes, okay. Yes. So it was inspired. It's like, this is a rocket that takes people to the cloud and back.
All right.
We want to become that company. So we developed the slogan of the company, which said Rocket to Cloud. So we are your Rocket to Cloud. Then fast forward, company was doing very well. Key accounts, major accounts in the UAE were able to win. Company was doing very well, break even, the team was growing. And this is where we got introduced to Bespin Global, a South Korean company, having presence in 9 different countries. Mm-hmm. And this is where the acquisition happened.
Okay. So you have had quite a journey, and Bespin Global is one of the top cloud providers. So can you tell us a little bit more about what are the objectives for Bespin Global, and what do you see in the future like?
So at the end of the day, Bespin Global is a cloud enabler. So the solution is there, and the client's need is there. But then how can we take this to the next level? So this is where we come in, and we enable the clients throughout their journey in adopting cloud technologies. Because today, even 2 years ago, every company needed to become a digital company. This year, every company needs to be an AI company. And you cannot do digital and cannot do AI without cloud. So it is the key fundamental or pillar to transform those businesses and those products we're providing in the market. So cloud is essential. With BestPen, we support the client through consultancy in their early stages, understanding how to strategize around cloud and what opportunities it unlocks for them. Then we engage with them in how do they procure and manage their costs. So this is one of the key value propositions of BestPen, is once you go to the cloud, you go into this pay-as-you-go OPEX model compared to the old traditional CAPEX model. And here's where the clients really need the support of a trusted partner to make sure they understand their cost and they control it. Then we also work on mega migration projects, which are highly complex projects because it involves almost every aspect in their infrastructure, to migrate them gradually into the cloud. Once they're there, this is where the fun starts. Here's where we start modernizing their applications and also unlocking the potential of data, AI, advanced security, smart cities, IoT. All of that becomes easy to tap into.
So my question was, you and your team are the front facing with the end customers, right? You guys are the ones who go to the end customers and talk to them, understand their pain points, and then hence find the solution and implement it. So today, what are the asks of the customers? What is their pain point? Where are they finding the biggest challenge when it comes to cloud?
Yeah, so I think it's all about the client. When we talk to governments and let's say highly regulated industries, it's more around compliance and regulation,
okay,
security, adapting to their own procurement models, enabling their team. With other clients, for example, with retailers, they already know the power of cloud, and cloud is a perfect match to any retailer's type of business because of the unpredictable workloads that they have.
Yeah.
So, for example, in Black Friday or Eid celebration, they need to scale that infrastructure maybe 5-10 times. So that's a different story. So it's all about how can we ensure our sites are performing in the best way. We're able to drive innovation, do A/B testing, all of that. With digital natives, which are born in the cloud, so they never had that legacy. This is where you see innovation on steroids.
Okay.
So, because again, they need to experiment, they need to provide more MVPs to the market, be able to steer the product very quickly. So we know exactly what those clients are looking for, and we have tailored solutions and services for them.
Okay. And I think one of the things that we all keep talking about is the need for everyone to keep evolving. The constant evolution is important to stay relevant, I would say. So what do you think, in your experience, are the three or few elements that companies need to have to remain agile in a very fast-paced environment?
I think number one would be client first. So it's all about the experience. And especially if we think about the new generation coming in, the Gen Zs and the later generations, they're born digital. They love digital. They communicate digital.
Yeah.
They even take decisions digital. So with that in mind, companies should start from the client and then work backwards. The other is being agile and open to new ways of doing things. There's always this law of inertia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need to change. Second is, technology is far more advanced than what is needed today.
Mm-hmm.
So never be scared of technology being unable to serve you. Technology is there. It's all about the willing and the buy-in from everyone that we want to innovate, we want to change. And last but not least, building communities within those companies where people from all across the organization are collaborating and working together.
So one of the missions that we have at LinkedIn is reducing or bridging the technology friction. So by that, what we mean is the rate of innovation is always faster than the rate of adoption. And how do we close that gap is what we are always trying to do. And from your experience, you've worked in multiple geographies. So how do you tailor your cloud and AI technologies to meet the needs of organizations, especially when the cloud adoption levels are different in different markets?
So, and I think this is a very valid question. So, we're ready to work with the client in any stage of their cloud transformation journey. So, take an example. In UAE, things are being driven by the government. There is a lot of focus on transformation and AI. We were lucky to have the first minister of AI.
Yes.
So, this is where we work with those clients to understand how can we reach that end goal, which is it's an aspiration, it's a vision mm-hmm. on how do you become an AI country and a government. In Saudi also, we're observing this enablement and unlocking of new possibilities, whether that's with the cloud zone, the hyperscalers announcing big investments in Saudi, Vision 2030 focusing on digitization and so on. So we're engaging with them all across, and we have tailored solution for most of our clients to make sure it matches their expectations, and we're taking them to the next level in a very staged and understandable way.
And I think the next level is to become like a company like Tesla or Apple. And you have expressed admiration for the founders of these companies several times. And I wanted to know from your point of view, how can enterprises within the region achieve the same level of innovative disruption without moving too far away from their core objectives?
Absolutely. So on Tesla and Apple, I think where they shine is they put the client first. I think this is so a lot of things they do might not make sense, but they're bold, they're innovative, and they take it to the next level, working from the client backwards. Same thing with Tesla. I think what Tesla did is redefine what a car is. So this is where we go back to those first principles we talked about. Enterprises should go back into what was our mission. How can we serve the new generation and the new requirements clients are having? And then from there, start building on top. It's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of belief in what you're doing. But today, the market is ready to observe that. We can see that again with Kareem.
Right.
So Kareem started, re-innovated the whole ride-hailing experience. And then they started building on top of that to expand into delivery, cash.
Super app now.
It's a super app.
Right. Okay. That's interesting, because I also wanted to check with you in terms of, you mentioned reverse engineering before, right? So is there any company in the past or present that you would like to reverse engineer?
Actually, we're reverse engineering Best Bank Global, I think, every year, because the growth we experienced in the last 7 years, intentionally or unintentionally, we needed to rewrite everything from ground zero. And I keep telling my team, what we used to call a traditional SI or a development house and so on, this needs to be rewritten into the next generation cloud MSP. What does a managed service provider in cloud look like?
Mm-hmm.
And with the technology evolving, with the client's requirement evolving, we also need to evolve. So this is where I always come back and say, let's go back to the first principles. What are we here to do, and how can we do it in the best way?
So it's like a very conscious effort to
exactly.
keep kind of evolving. Okay. How do you see... like at Best Bank Global, you're driving this transformation through AI and cloud technologies. So how do you see partnerships between companies like yourself and with tech enablers like ourselves?
So
Reddington.
So our relationship with Reddington is deeply strategic, because us with the focus on public cloud mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, cloud is a complicated ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges we have with a lot of our clients is they consider cloud as another hosting platform. It's not, it's a very wealthy ecosystem. And this is where we shine. With the relationship with Reddington, we're able to plug in all of the rest of the story. So we and Reddington complete that puzzle for the client, because clients at the end of the day, their requirement usually is not limited to cloud. They want the whole story, which touches from the network to the end user to the security aspect. This relationship with Redington really enabled us to go to the market, serve those clients better, and make sure we're building on each other's strengths.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about how most of the economies are looking to become smart cities, and that's one of the priorities. So do you see collaborations between Investment Global and Redington and companies like that? Do you see them playing a role in the transformation of regional infrastructure?
Absolutely. So such projects are transformational. They're mega projects. They need that ability to execute on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And having our relationship with Redington and also the massive ecosystem and network that Redington has built throughout the years, regionally and worldwide, enables us to go to those clients and make sure they have the right confidence in the partnership and the capabilities we both provide.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I think we do a lot of interesting work together as well. As the CEO of Investment Global, I'm sure that when you joined, you might have had a vision in mind. And fast forward to now. So are you seeing your vision materialize? How do you see that?
That's a very interesting question. I see the vision every year that passes, that vision becomes even bigger and more solid. So what started as I believe cloud is going to become a major technology. Today, it is the major technology. And today, we are more and more understanding how cloud will affect us, affect our communities, affect the world, and what it brings. So it gives me confidence. It gives me this energy and drive every morning that we are on the right track. And it's just starting. It's just day one.
What does the typical day in your life look like?
This year, a lot of my time is flying between countries. We're expanding into Saudi. This is also driven by the vision and all of the hyperscale is entering the market. And soon we're going to be launching our Qatar office.
Mm-hmm.
And then in UAE, also working with definitely the team internally.
Mm-hmm.
And also through our group company, IAND.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working very closely with our subsidiaries under IAND Enterprise, NPG, the IoT team, the data and AI, to, again, provide that holistic solution for our client to ensure they're able to meet their objectives.
Interesting you mentioned about collaboration, because at one of the themes that we are following this year at Redington is synergizing the tech ecosystem. We are finding synergies between all our stakeholders too. But the ultimate aim is to provide seamless experiences for our customers. So do you think collaboration is something that's going to be the way forward for most of the industry?
Absolutely, because the solutions are becoming more complex.
Mm-hmm.
The requirements are becoming more tough. Security is today on everyone's agenda.
Yes.
AI is on everyone's agenda. And these projects require that depth, that knowledge, that experience from to collaborate to bring those visions into reality.
I believe you have three superstars.
Yeah, Laith, Adam and Aram.
Okay. Amazing.
They're my best friends.
That's so nice. So being a father and being a CEO of a company, and between being a mentor to most of the next generation of talent that's coming into the industry, how do you balance your time, and how important is it to find that fine balance?
It's very hard, especially they're growing. This is where you need to spend most of the time with them. So I believe in work-life balance, but it's not a cut-through. So it's not work and life. While working, I'm enjoying my life. So they're with me in a lot of the travels I have. I involve them in what is happening in the company. They get excited. They ask me questions. And it's helping me share with them my day, and then being part of that. And I also I'm spending a lot of time with them.
So they're still quite small, but I was going to ask you about if any one of them are showing an interest in technology and will they be following the father's footsteps?
Yeah, so I think most of them are excited. Again, this generation of technology.
Advice for those people who are entering the industry and looking, because it's not easy to identify what would be the best bet in the future. Yes, today we're talking about cloud and AI. But as youngsters coming to the industry, what is the technology or what kind of career should they be looking at? What's your advice for
it? It's with the evolvement of the technology and the economy, I think it's going to be hard to really define what those roles would be. But my recommendation to them would be, think about yourself not as an employee, as a partner or a part of a bigger ecosystem. Traditional jobs where, you know, everything is laid out in a very perfect way, you just go execute and go out, that's no longer going to be valid. It's about being innovative, agile, honest, and also open to working and collaborating. Because today with the internet, you can be working with people all across the world. You're being exposed to new technologies every day. So you need to be open, you need to be agile, and never say never.
Right.
Go, have that leap of faith and enjoy the journey.
So today, boundary is not a problem. Access is not an issue. So how do you kind of leverage all of that?
Exactly. And information. So let's say we're the generation where Google was there and it was easy to tap into information. Now AI is changing that whole game. Can write presentations, lectures, content. So the value is no longer there. The value is me as a human being. What can I bring in? And there's a lot we can bring, especially when it comes to collaboration and ideas and innovation. So I see the next 20 years exciting, transformational, and I think everything is going to be written from ground zero.
Wonderful. Muti, can you share some of your personal goals, what's next for you going forward?
The goal is, again, grow Bespin Global into becoming a regional cloud MSP. We believe every country is going to have its own cloud, and we need to be there to make sure we are part of that success story and making sure our region is becoming more innovative, more digital, more transformational. That's on top of my mind. The second is, how can we grow the talents? So cloud is today a young technology in from a historical term. So we still have a lot to enable our communities and our people on cloud technologies, AI technologies, and all of that. So Bespin becomes this shrine of technology where we support our people to become more enabled. And number three is enjoy my time with the family, make sure I'm healthy and everything is going well.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mujay. I think you've had a very inspiring journey, and we look forward to talking to you more often in the future.
And thank you for having me. It was a great conversation. Thanks again.